Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we are a global leader in things. With our diverse and balanced thing portfolio, we are ideally positioned to meet the increasing demand for things around the world. Thanks for joining us. Is this the best one yet? This might be the best one yet.
I would guess, not looking, I have now looked, but before I looked, I was like, oh, it's like a business, maybe an aerospace thing or a logistics company.
Oh, you know, I was in finance, actually.
Oh, yeah, it could be a finance one, too. Mm-hmm. Diverse and balanced portfolio definitely points towards that. But no, it's McCormick Spices.
It's global flavors, global brand. I mean, who knew? Like, there's
McCormick,
a whole content stream just
when you're on
in...
vacation and you need a spice, so you don't care.
So you get that pre-ground black pepper and you're fine with it. And you always open the wrong side and too much comes out because it's an Airbnb.
Exactly.
McCormick, because it's an Airbnb.
McCormick. That basil's been there a while.
That is amazing. And yet, somehow still, I think we may have peaked in tagline. Like, this is like, it's so perfect. We have a diverse and balanced thing portfolio.
We do.
We are, I would argue, the global leader in things. Who
Absolutely.
Else is out here thinging like we are? And we're ideally positioned right now in front of these microphones to meet the increasing demand for things around the world. People need to know.
Yeah. And we thank people for joining us. But that was all. We added that. That wasn't in the original McCormick.
We did. Yeah. We did. All right. What do you got?
What do I get? Actually, G-Y-A-T-T.
It was an accident. It was an accidental setup.
It's this is new to me. It's an A-A-V-E pronunciation of God, African-American Vernacular English. I had not seen A-A-V-E used that way. It's popularized by a YouTuber and Twitch streamer. It's attributed to that YouTuber and Twitch streamer, Your Rage. Not for inventing necessarily, but popularizing. In June 2021, started a gag screaming GAT upon seeing an attractive woman's butt.
Okay, that's amazing. And that really, like, once again, shout out to Know Your Meme for just doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's like a TikTok related to this that includes almost like so many of the things that we have talked about, such as Riz, mm-hmm. Ice Spice, Ohio.
Yep.
And then a bunch of things we're going to have to bring to this. And also, so yeah, is just like, that's what you say, like, oh my, yeah.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
I came to GAT can be used that way. That's the original use. It can also just be used now. A lot of people are using it to refer to the part of the body. What led me to this was
now
to stick
shorthand.
Out your GAT for the Rizzler. So
did
Riz
you
also
come across this in the internet somewhere?
Yes, I'll know your meme, of course.
Oh my god.
It is a Phantom Tax song viral parody by Suicidal Idol.
Just keep saying words, man. I'll be right here.
Suicidal Idol. It's by Papa Boy 20, featuring lyrics peppered with Gen Z slang. And then that led me to the Level 5 Gat Riz copypasta, which is people just stringing together as many Gen Z and Gen Alpha internet slang terms as possible to sound as absurd as possible. And that's where you get, you know, Level 5 Gat Riz, Livy Dune, right, Risen Up, Babby Gronk.
Wow. I gotta go back to sticking out your gat for the Rizzler.
I mean, that one gets stuck in your head.
Sticking out your gat for the Rizzler. I feel like this just upended in the pre-show, in the bonus content. We had a whole conversation about Halloween costumes that I feel like was just upended somehow.
Yeah. It was up-gatted.
Up-gatted. I already know what's going to happen if I try to use this in the wild, and it is going to be my son going, Mom, no.
No. Stop. Yeah.
No. It's the same Gen tone Z, I use when the dogs bark at the UPS.
Any young ending Gen Z, particularly, or Gen Alpha listening to this, has already turned it off. Because they just couldn't.
As soon as we said that. And then they did the thing that he also does, which I have tried to explain a million times, which is to be like, that's been around. And that could mean that it has been around for anywhere from 7 days to 7 months. And I almost spoiled my own thing. You know what? I'm just going to flip-flop my things just for this. And in Gen Z math, those are the same amount of time.
I like it. Yes.
So I don't know if you've seen this math thing.
I have. Yep.
Around the internet. I saw it. By the time I got to it, which was probably 1 day late, or 3 days, or 9 days, I don't really know.
It's been around, Molly.
It's been around. By the time I got to it, I was already seeing variations on math, such as gay math and dog math. But I now know that it started with girl math, which was, and kudos to CNN for basically just kind of encapsulating the moment where there was fun, and then there was like milkshaking, and then there was no longer any fun. And then some of us are still stubbornly sticking to fun.
Uh-huh.
For a moment in the world, there was girl math, and there were funny jokes, much like with girl food and girl dinner, rather. There were funny jokes about how girl math is spending enough money to get free shipping, because otherwise you're just kind of losing money, right? And understanding that if you wear a cute outfit, but no one important saw it and you didn't get a picture, you didn't really wear that cute outfit. It was worn zero times.
Yeah. No, that is math.
That is math. That's just
math. Yeah.
Math. Planning an evening around a reservation and walking back through every single step of the day so that you can make sure that you know when you have to start getting ready. Girl math.
Yeah. But we are not allowed to gender things willy-nilly these days. And CNN taking it to the not having fun anymore.
Like, we are totally allowed to until, like, men get mad about it.
Yeah,
Totally honest, because that seems to be what happens.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or someone says you're being irresponsible, or you're having disordered eating, or whatever, like what happened with the girl dinner.
I suppose it could be that, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for the most part, what really happened is that some boy math internet circles got mad about it. And then,
right, because you can't gender things, because then, hold on, boy math. Dumb.
Right. In all the same circles where they insist upon gender. It can't, though.
Yeah.
So,
because it's
anyway.
Funny. It's funny no matter what.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. It's just sending up how human brain work. Human brain work weird.
Human brain work weird. And I'm sorry, girl math and girl dinner are funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for a certain subset of the people, true.
Yep.
And also funny. So that's what I like funny. I like the CNN thing, though, because it's like horseshoe theory, right? It ended up back at the same place, which is that it's funny for some people. It's funny. That's that. But yeah, it moved so fast.
That was a lightning fast one.
Into
yeah.
all these other maths that were also hilarious. The dog math, hilarious. The gay math guy, hilarious. I'm not going to repeat any of it here because I don't need to get yelled at, but it was hysterical. Yeah, it just was like so fast, probably
dog
over
math's
now.
Safer because dog there math are fewer so dogs cute. To get offended.
Dog math had a version of the time joke that I just made, which was basically like, if you leave for 3 minutes, that's 3 hours. If you leave for 3 hours, that's 3 hours. It's the same amount of time.
Yeah, it's the same. They're equal
to them.
If you left, it's equal.
Yeah.
That's very
I'll tell
true.
You what. I'll tell you what really ruined it for everyone, actually, probably, is when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, boy math is needing 15 attempts to count the votes correctly to become speaker and then shutting down the government 9 months later.
I'll read the room. Come on.
Hilarious.
Let's turn everything into my campaign.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
Anyway, girl math. Girl Math.
Girl Math's a good one. Yeah, I enjoyed watching this one from the sidelines, not participating.
I had like other things that I would have liked to bring to the table today, but you can't let this one.
No, you needed, we needed to note this one. That was good. Good
put stuff. A fork in this one.
Yeah. So for my other thing, I would like to include one that is something I experienced directly, which is the Supreme Croissant.
Oh,
not just goodness. A croissant, a supreme
it's
croissant.
Supreme. Tell
the
me
Supreme
more.
Croissant. I found out about from a vlogger in New York. It was a vlogger who was visiting New York and was like, well, I have to go get this Supreme Croissant, the brainchild of Lafayette Grand Bakery in NoHo. They are large croissant. They use the croissant dough. That's kind of a meta thing, using croissant dough for other things.
It is kind of.
Like croffles and cronuts.
And that TikTok thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember where they made it flat and made it into a sandwich?
Yeah, the flat croissant. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is like a big, large, round wheel made of croissant dough with lots of really like tasty filling, creamy filling, and then toppings as well, maybe like drizzled or almonds or something on that. So Kiyun, the vlogger that I saw, went and got it and was like, it's okay. Like, it doesn't live up to the hype.
It looks okay.
And then here's the thing that got me. She's like, they have these at Bottega Louie in Los Angeles, and they're just as good. And you don't have to wait in line, because the line she had to wait in was like ridiculously long, because these are hot right now. Mm-hmm. So Eileen, my wife, this is one of many reasons that I'm married to her, was like, well, I'm going to go, because we live in Los Angeles, to Bottega Louie and grab one of these.
Nice. Scampered right down and
walked right in. No line. Found a pistachio one, brought it home. We ate it. It was delicious. I think if you don't wait in line.
Right.
It's a lot better.
And if you don't have like a huge buildup of like, it's the hottest new thing and it's the best thing ever and the da da da.
Yeah. And you're spending 30 to 40. I guess it could work both ways. When you spend 30 minutes in line for something, sometimes you decide it's going to be good because you spent so much time in line, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it could have worked both ways, but it is $9.
What? My God. I mean, this is why they just come up with weird stuff to do with food, right? So you can just charge more.
We split it. So it was $4.50 a piece. That didn't feel as bad because it's huge. The thing is ridiculously huge.
It looks gigantic and profoundly like much. It looks like so much. I'm going to call it the Supreme because Supreme. It has the little. It's got the little
Supreme croissant.
Grave, the accent grave. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Good one. I like it. This is clearly going to be.
And definitely a thing that people are emulating.
Exactly.
It may not be a thing in like. Oh my God, everyone loves it and it's lines for it everywhere because obviously not. I did document ours on Instagram. So you can go to my Instagram and take a look at it there.
Excellent.
It was delicious.
So, the question is whether it will become cronut level or whether anything ever will again.
It's been kicking around for a while. I mean, this tasting table article is from December 22. So it's been almost a year. I would think it would probably have gone more viral than it has.
Right.
But it's definitely a thing because Kiyun had seen it. You know, she's like, I've seen this thing all over TikTok. I got to try it. So it's out there.
This is amazing. I do not want to try this.
Yes, you do.
Maybe a little.
Yeah. And then
I want to try like one bite of it. I want to split it with nine people.
Next time you come to Los Angeles, park at the Whole Foods.
Ooh,
and then you could just and then you just walk over.
Excellent tip. My final thing for this section of the show is I'm sorry to report a tale of loss. It is the tale of a battle lost specifically. It was hard fought. Good try, everyone. But we're calling it spooky season now.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I mean, Slate was on it as far back as 2021, just being like, please no. They wrote the elusive history of a cursed phrase. They said, you know what? I'll take cuffing season.
Yeah.
which, by the way, is also as baked in as a freaking croissant now. Like, there's just people, it's as common as breathing now. It just is.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Cupping season
for that
now.
One.
Thank you. Yeah. So Slate tried. They said, well, how about this? I'll trade you cuffing season if you take away spooky season.
Nope.
And no, they really, really lost. And spooky season is just you would think that Halloween was trademarked as much as the Olympics
right.
or happy
it's
birthday
the big
at
game.
This point.
Yeah,
it's
right.
a big game. It's spooky
we can't
season.
Can't say Halloween.
And maybe it's because Halloween is, in fact, only one day, and capitalism needs a reason to sell us this crap for, like, 6 weeks, at least, minimum.
Ooh, I hadn't thought about that. It's similar to the holidays, mm-hmm. where we can say, oh, if we say Christmas, it's a more limited time, it's limited to Christians, where if we say the holidays, it covers a big, spooky season covers a big, that's good.
My theory, is mm-hmm. that it covers the whole all of fall, and you can kind of be like, it's spooky season, like, in September, really,
yeah,
it's getting darker or whatever, and so you can sell, because really, it's extra absurd that, you know, it's not even like you get days off of school or work around Halloween, so they just sort of have to be like, it's the whole season.
That's spooky definitely
spooky season.
Yeah, because when you say Halloween, it means October 31st, and we could have, English is such that you could have just, like, broadened it out and made Halloween means the whole month or the whole time, but instead we went with the, like, Halloween will still mean the day, and we'll go spooky season to mean the season, which is also known as autumn.
Right. Well, except this kind of like horror movie. I mean, I feel like all the entertainment is fully on board with spooky season because as I have complained about for how many years have we been doing the show? Like 9 autumns in a row. I hate this time of year because I am a big chicken and there's
scary.
A lot of good live sports on. And everything is scary. I accidentally started watching The House of the Fall of Usher for like 1 minute last night on Netflix. And I was like, no. You can't be watching live sports because you can't be going to the movies, God forbid, because there's like a new Exorcist movie. Like, no.
Yeah, spooky I think we need enough. To get back to the real reason for the season.
Cornucopias.
Is, of course, celebrating the harvest.
Yes, actually. Let's celebrate the freaking harvest. Let's just go pagan. Cornucopias.
No, that's
Christmas. Mums.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, stupid spooky season.
Wait, not all reaping has to be grim.
No. Also, this is really funny because I just got to the bottom of the Slate article and it's like, capitalism has seized on spooky season. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Only works if the people like it, though.
And they love it.
And they love it because it's not just ads in stores. It's people. Like, just people, you know, people on podcasts I listen to, people in person that I talk to, like, oh, it's a spooky season. Like, it's just this year more than ever, it has become the name. That's what people call it.
Yep. I mean, really, I think you're absolutely right. Like, Slate tried to stop it in 2021. In 2022, it was there. And this year, it is cemented.
Well, all we have left to do is file an appeal to the Supreme Croissant. Maybe they'll fill in our
Please give us back our cornucopias.
Croissant just sits there like, I don't know, eat me. I can't rule.
I have no wants. I am just a croissant.
In the meantime, though, we have so many good things. This is not the end of the things. If you're new to the show, you're like, okay, that's it. That's your things. No. We get so many good things from the people of this planet. And sometimes others, I think. Feedback at itsathing.me. Peg wrote in on metallic sightings. Dear Tomori, Tom Molly Rich, on metallic fashion, blend with cookies and cream. University of Oregon's uniforms last weekend. Washington won, by the way, so maybe these will be retired. I hope. Go Dogs. Purple heart, yellow heart. And it's a picture of University of Oregon's kind of black speckled metallic uniforms.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this looks like what was that band with the Pharrell thing and the mask and the head thing? Remember, it was like a DJ guy and he wore a metallic suit and a mask. Someone's going to know this. Anyway, it looks like that. It looks like a spaceman. and I'm voting for retired. You're trying to think of it, aren't you?
I am.
I know.
Because I'm going to be embarrassed.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes,
it's like a silver metallic suit. Daft Punk.
Techno Munch tied me.
Nice. That's the one.
Yes.
Anyway, it looks like that kind of, but football-y. We got a lot of feedback about metallics. And in fact, I got a lot of personal feedback, including from my new friend Coco, who was like, look at my outfit that I'm wearing to a fancy party. And it was like the coolest silver motorcycle jacket with silver chunky heels. And I was like, oh, okay, that's actually awesome.
Yeah.
And it looked really classy. It was like with a black dress. And I was like, okay, all right, metallics, okay. It's cool. Chris from Minneapolis has a theory on the origin of the current metallics craze. Hi, Moto Ri. As a student getting their master's degree in thingology, I have a conjecture that I'd like to bring to the class. The metallic clothing trend is linked, if not directly, a result of the Beyonce / Taylor Swift tours this summer. At the Beyonce concerts, especially, metallics were everywhere. Everyone was sparkling and not like a vampire from Twilight because of all the silver metallic clothing. Just a thought.
It is definitely the accelerant. I will definitely underline that from Chris.
And Beyonce has been rocking metallics for a long time, too.
Yeah. And, and some of the articles that I looked at last week were from before these concerts started. But I don't think you're wrong, Chris, that this supercharged it. Because that's one of those things that happens. Like, everybody goes out, and then they see other people, and then they do it, and then more people are doing it, and then they see other people, and then that's how humans. Yeah. Human.
And now it's everywhere.
Leonardo needs some Gen Z help, so who better to lend some Gen Z help than two Gen Xers?
Oh, good. We're here for you.
Hey, Molly, Tom, and Rich. I just wanted to get a thing checked in the open, guys. Is this real? Are Gen Z kids really actually liking LinkedIn? I have so many questions, but number one would certainly be why, really, why do these people like to suffer? Thanks. Love the show. P.S. My wife told me about the TikTok NPCs craze the same week you guys called it, and I couldn't write then. I've been kicking myself ever since. I hope this time I get there before you. Damn you incredible, talented, funny people. P.S. 2. I am Argentinian. You should come visit someday. Molly would love the food. Tom would love the crazy culture. I don't know what Rich would love. Please ask him. PS3, my wife is loving the Roman Empire show on Netflix. I'm watching it for the second time because that's apparently what men do these days.
This is the greatest email we've ever gotten. I want to come to Argentina immediately. I did not know there was a show on Netflix, and I did not know that teens love LinkedIn, but The Cut did.
We covered this on a Daily Tech News show, as a matter of fact, and what? Tried... the consensus we came to of the first of all, there's not a lot of data supporting this. It was sort of an anecdotal, like, I know lots of Gen Z people who are on LinkedIn. So I'm going with the like, yeah, okay, even if you don't have a lot of data, maybe it's true. The consensus we came to was, yeah, because they want jobs. That's what you do when you're... You know, when you're looking for a job, you go to the place where you network and find jobs, and LinkedIn's great for that. And then I think that is combined with the fact that there is overall this perception that LinkedIn is just a more pleasant place to interact because people behave themselves because they want jobs.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
Which, frankly, I would argue is 100% true. But this is bananas. By the way, I did not know also that LinkedIn has a minimum age requirement of 16.
And 16, not 13. Interesting.
The cut. And The Cut, like, interviewed all these 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds and 18-year-olds who were like, yeah, no, I love it. It's great. Yeah. It's wholesome.
I think
and,
that's
of course,
it.
Trying to get jobs. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, they're going there in the first place because, like, need job. But then they're staying and enjoying it because they're like, oh,
cause it's this nice. I agree. I mean, honestly, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gabby wrote in on interspecies love. Oh my God. You have hit the nail on the head. All I do these days is send these videos to my sister all day long. Have you seen the one with I think orangutan feeding baby tigers with a bottle and playing with them? I can't with the cuteness. It's frankly the only thing that gets me through the day with all of the darkness in the world. That and adorable kid videos. And, yes, I have seen the orangutan playing with a little, raising the baby tigers. And I sent that to like 35 people.
Did you see Netflix's live stream of Cleveland Zoo animals that they ran last week?
No.
They did 2 hours live, just switching from, you know, part to part of the zoo. And I saw it and I was like, you're behind the curve, Netflix.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to have these animals. You got to mix these animals. They got to be
hanging out together. Yeah. Sorry.
You can't just show the orangutans alone. You know, they got to be cuddling the snakes or something. I don't know.
For example, I learned that cheetahs are introverted and anxious, like in the extreme. And so a lot of times when they're captivity, they have to have like a golden retriever. Like they have to have a friend, like a dog friend to keep them calm. And so there are videos of cheetahs and like golden labs or whatever. It's just insanity out there.
So when the cheetah boards the train and says, no, this is my support animal, it's true. Believe it.
Yeah,
they need that.
They have support dogs. I cannot.
That's amazing. I'm imagining cheetahs walking, you know, out on the street with their dogs that have the little coats. You know, they're like, I'm the cheetah support dog.
Totally. I'm the cheetah support dog.
That's amazing.
Because they're very, very nervous.
We also got a bonus email from Gabby who wrote, the last bonus episode was so comforting. I'm sitting at my desk doing some after dinner work, listening to Rich's family in the background and following along on Molly's shopping adventure. It reminds me of when my siblings and I are all hanging out at our parents' house. It was like a warm teddy coat.
Oh,
that's the that bonus show. So if you're not wonderful. A patron, you don't get the bonus show. And if you are that's a patron right. and you aren't getting the bonus show, go to Patreon, get that RSS link so you get the bonus show.
Because sometimes we just literally hang out. It's true. It's that sort of like comforting background chatter. Aww.
We're lo-fi.
That's so nice. All right. Well, you know, I got some airplane tickets to buy. We could do that after the show. But before that, speaking of patrons, patreon.com/itsathing is where you can go to support the show. And a select few of you who are amazing support us at what we call the shout out level. And we call it that because you get shout outs. We shout you out by name on the show in the form of a custom crafted poem, a gift to you. Yeah, and this week's shout outs, wowie wow.
Rich searches the world, not even just the internet, the entire world, looking for texts that he can then stick your name into and make us read. This week, our shout outs are based on 2-star reviews for Robitussin, the cough medicine. And there is a note. Start the read with Tom, please.
You got to go first.
Okay. Well, I assume we will know why shortly. Here we go. Brian John Furcaro works okay, just like any other OTC Gabriel Cohen. Not strong enough, though, to really help with Joe Hood.
It is not a good idea to buy, but it's a pretty good Lee price if you're looking for something that's cheap.
Mike Akins was okay. I don't like how Vaylor Trucks taste, and AJ Ventarella was bittersweet. Audrey Stoll Adler's spot does not work for me, and I continue to cough even though I took some of Eric Duncan.
Listen, I use James C. Smith whenever I am sick. It is one of the only Kevin Sills I keep in my medicine cabinet. But holy mother of God, the Lara Abel is the worst tasting Benjamin Forrest you have ever made. Believe it or not, I actually love the other Jake Woods. I saw it was new and wanted to try Louis St. Amour because you make such a wonderful product, but Lord, what a mistake. Do Morris Jones a favor and go back to the drawing board.
It says drawing board, too.
The drawing board. Go back to the drawing board.
Go back to that. You know, sometimes I just drink the Robitussin. I wonder, because did you see recently that they did a study on the decongestant, quote unquote, that is used in place of pseudoephedrine for the over-the-counter stuff that you don't have to go show your ID for, and found that it was entirely ineffective.
It does nothing.
I wonder if some of these Robitussins had that decongestant in them.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah.
First thing I thought of.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I laughed a lot at that because I was like, yeah, that's really funny because several years ago, other than NyQuil for the sleepy purposes, I just take Advil when I have a cold. I was like, I'm just swollen, right? It's like my nasal passages are swollen, my throat's swollen, so I just take Advil.
We go to the counter and we're like, what's the legal limit of Sudafed we could buy? Yeah, give that to us. We'll just keep that on hand.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if it's a mild cold, I just take Advil. Yeah. And if it's a real cold.
Years ago, I tried that replacement. I'm like, this doesn't do anything.
It does nothing.
Yeah.
Except for minor pain killing. Like, give me the meth.
That's not the decongestant, though. That's the part that actually works, right? You can get that from anything.
Yeah, exactly. AKA Advil.
Yeah, Mucinex is good, Kent 13, for the cough. Sudafed's good for the nose. And both require you to go show your ID at the counter. Thank you, Senator Feinstein.
Get your meth.
And of course, it has eliminated meth, so it's worth it.
Yeah, it really worked. It's true. Having to show my ID somewhere. Don't get me started. Thank you, everyone, for listening to It's a Thing. Thank you especially for supporting us at any level at patreon.com/itsathing. The shout-outs are not the only rewards. You actually get to chat along with us live when we record the show every week in our Discord, and you get an ad-free RSS feed, patreon.com/itsathing.
You can also support the show if you're looking for stuff to buy through our affiliate links. It's a cut we get from Amazon, but look for them in the show notes at our shopping page, itsathing.me/shop. And don't forget that email address. Send us your things. Keep them coming. Feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week. Bye. Give it to me.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.